T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
It's time for MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run, the official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Host a local event and give kids in your community a chance to compete in the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 MLB World Series. Sign up for free at pitchhitrun.com.
Hey, Ola, it's Miles. Thank you guys for listening to the Men's Room Daily Podcast.
Have you heard our newest podcast? It's called The Greatest Story Never Told.
Download it today on radio.com. Be sure to subscribe. New episodes are uploaded every Tuesday at noon.
This is the Men's Room.
Get it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The Crippers, the Grasshoppers, the Hip Ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Wish you all a welcome and all our lovely listeners now at great radio stations like 96.5 WCMF, Rochester's Classic Rock. Also our friends at Portland's Classic Rock, 92.3 KGON, and Rock 105, all in a Chattanooga, Chattanooga's rock station, and beautiful Chattanooga, Tennessee. Our question today, what made the words or the name memorable? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Kelly. Welcome to The Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
So, I grew up in Twin Falls, Idaho.
Where is that in the state? If I'm looking at an image of Idaho.
South of Boise.
What was that?
South of Boise, right?
Yes. Yes, 236 miles south of Boise.
Hmm. Okay.
236 miles. Geography, I had no idea.
A friend we all used to have that we know from Idaho. Like the one guy we all knew.
Oh,
from
okay.
Here.
Oh, all right.
He's from
right.
Twin Falls.
I have. Okay.
Twin Falls.
You probably know
that. When
guy.
I went to school there, the whole time I was going to school there, there was a much beloved musical director at the high school, and then he went on to be the much beloved musical director at the community college there. Everybody loved him. Everybody knew him. His name is Richard Smack.
Dick Smack.
He does not go by Richard.
He does not. He chooses to go by... I don't understand. Look, your name's Richard. You could be Richard. You could be Rich. You could be Rick. You could be Ricky. But no, you choose Dick. And then your last
yes.
name is Smack.
You, oh, okay. I thought you said Snack for a minute.
Oh,
that'd be really funny. Well, I gotta take a break here. Oh, yeah.
One of the best parts was when he was retiring, and on the local newscast one night, the local news guy announces that they're having a big retirement party, and everybody's got to turn up for Dick Smack.
Sure they do.
I'd be there.
Yeah, he's got a big retirement party.
Oh, yeah.
Why wouldn't you want to turn up for
but
that?
But hey, at least they had the decency to respect the guy, because as you say, he's beloved, he contributed.
Oh, yeah.
I want to say, is it Indianapolis? Maybe somewhere in Indiana. I don't remember. But years ago, they had one of these governors in the 40s or 50s, all right? And this guy was elected to 4 consecutive terms as, I want to say, the governor, maybe the mayor of a town, whatever. Either way, this guy goes down historically in this area. He is one of the greatest governors or mayors that they've had. This guy was instrumental in changing the fortunes of this city. So what they wanted to do, he has since passed, and they built this brand new municipal building. They wanted to name it after him. But in the end, they didn't do it because the guy's name is Harry Balls. And they refused to open the Harry Ball. But, like, this guy, you're saying, he's the greatest thing in the world. We've never had a better mayor. If it wasn't for him, our city would be in ruins. You want to name the building after him? Oh, hell no. His name's Harry Balls.
Mm-hmm. And then, we watched a commercial today in the office, and it goes back to just talking about what Amazon is doing right now, how they're basically, you know, delivering everything to everybody. And a lot of people are relying on those types of services as far as getting things to their home if they don't feel like going to the grocery store or whatever, and how all this started back in the day and how they... And so Kmart, believe it or not, they had this whole campaign, and this was like in 2013 or whatever, and they were trying to get their online stuff going, like, you can get everything shipped to your house. So their campaign was, you can ship your pants.
Right.
So he's told her, like, I got my, you know, I shipped my pants.
Right.
And the guy's like, it was wonderful. And this guy's laying there like, I shipped my bed.
Right.
And I think they got complaints about it, had to pull the whole campaign or whatever. But it was pretty well done, actually.
It was a great campaign. And of course, people are going to complain. Have you heard the commercial playing in England that has people upset now? I can't remember if it's a cologne or a deodorant. The idea, much like Axe body spray, the idea is if you use this scent gets people horny. I don't know if it's for men or women, but the idea, you put it on, you're sexy. Mm-hmm. So on this TV commercial, I guess, and I haven't seen the full thing, at the end of the commercial, you see an image of the deodorant. It's like sitting in grass or something. And then a squirrel comes up, and a squirrel just starts humping this thing. I was like, it smells like, people are freaking out. So now they have to take that off it.
Hmm. Like, come on. South Dakota wins. Meth. We're on it.
Oh, that's right. Oh, God.
That's memorable.
All right. Yeah, but they kind of whiffed. Oh, yeah. You know, the meth epidemic, and the governor at the time was getting a lot of heat because I guess they were saying, like, she wasn't taking it seriously. So finally, she hired a PR firm, or they paid them like $500,000, whatever.
You know,
they
did.
Came up with meth. We're on it. And she just got crushed for that.
Yeah.
And somebody else recently, I want to say, out of Wisconsin, during the last presidential election, I don't remember if it was Newt Gingrich or somebody that looks like him, it was a white-haired Republican dude, but he put out, you know, everyone comes up with slogans and they come up with logos. And his statement made sense, whatever it is, as a catchy slogan. The problem was they abbreviated it, so it had this dude's name, and then in huge letters says WTF.
Oh.
And it's right, but he's an old dude, so he's just not tracking. And after about 2 weeks, someone's like, it's going to backfire on you, bro. Actually, basically,
you have to look at the initials.
You're telling people to not vote for you, but it's like, the Ted Smith, WTF.
In my mind, one of the dumbest things that Seattle ever did was when they put in the South Lake Union Transit. Obviously, that's slut.
Yeah, South Lake Union Transit. Trolley,
whatever it was. Unofficially, you know, it was Ride the Slut. They had T-shirts and people were printing and all this stuff. And people were really excited about this because, and then when they changed the name, like, and then, man, people would remember that. That is one thing without question.
I mean, sure.
If you're coming, and trust me, people in Seattle can handle that kind of thing. It's not too much for them. It's not too crazy. You know, I mean, Ride the Slut, it's just one of those.
And look, you guys came up with it.
Yeah.
South Lake Union Trolley.
What was the dumb?
Everyone else pieced together. But the thing is, nobody cared about the train because it doesn't really go anywhere, right? It's like a 1 mile stretch of nothing. Costs hundreds of millions of dollars. People are already pissed off about it. It's a pointless thing. But once you named it the slut,
some appeal.
Then it was worth all the money. You took slut away, it's like, I don't care about
it. I think I've been on it once.
What was a dumbass slogan they had for a while? It was like, say wah, as in W-A.
Yeah.
Say wah. That'll get them. What, millions of dollars in that? What made the words of the name memorable? 844-999-OLO.
My favorite is still, forget who did it, but you know, like, their standard size of cans.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the big companies for a year, they didn't have a 24-ounce can. They had a 25. I was just like, you know, somebody got paid hundreds of thousands to be like, you know what? Extra ounce.
Just one louder, isn't it?
But sometimes, man, it's just the smallest thing. Years ago, Ford was re-imaging, right? And I think maybe they were coming out of the 2008 deal, right? So they come up with this new re-imaging thing. They hired some PR firm, millions of dollars. I want to say they still use the slogan now. It was Ford, drive one. Look at the hell else do people do with Ford? It's a goddamn car, man.
We know that. Look at it.
Yeah.
What made the words of the name memorable? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Trey. Welcome to the men's room.
How you doing?
Hola.
So I was in the Navy, and there's a whole bunch of slew of names that you get run across. But the number one that sticks out in my mind is when I was in boot camp, and one of the guys I was in boot camp with, last name, Whack Off, spelled WACHAUF. And everybody in boot camp is referred to as Seaman Recruit.
Oh, Jesus, God.
How did you guys keep a straight face?
Oh, no. Our company commander couldn't. Like, at the end of boot camp, we had, like, a little outgoing interview. Huh? And she was like, I just wish I would have made you the lead recruit. So all I could be yelling at you guys all the time is, Seaman Recruit, Whack Off, doing it wrong.
I almost feel bad for the guy who's
you
not even
know
known
he's
him.
Been dealing. He will continue to deal with this his entire life. This is never going away. That's why it's so important.
But he can lie. He has, because Listen, at some point, you know, you sit down for a job, whatever it might be. Someone's looking at your application. They're looking at you. And the last thing they want to do is ask you if your last name is Wackoff. So when what they say is, how do you pronounce your last name? If it's me, it's Wackoof. Like,
yeah, right.
Change. That is your opportunity. Just say it different. Just say it different.
The crazy part about that is that years and years later, I'm married now, and my wife was telling me a story about her ex-boyfriend. His name was Richard, and his dad went by the name Dick.
What did you say his last name was? Richard what?
Ceiling.
Ceiling.
You know what? Ceiling.
I would go by Dick. At that point, I feel like that works more toward my benefit. You know, like, I go by Dick. It's cool. Dick Ceiling.
You guys have a good one.
Yeah, right on, man.
Thanks, Trey.
Yeah, wouldn't you? It's Wackoof. This is your opportunity, man.
Is that German, Robin, I'm guessing? No, it's not German. Because aren't Germans, like, the word basically translated in a weird way into the action itself?
Typically, yes.
So that's why I asked if it was German.
Typically, yes.
How did your family get their last name?
That wouldn't really translate into anything.
Oh, sure it would. It
was. But there are a lot. There are a lot. I'm sure I'll think of a few. But, yeah, they definitely are very technical people. So, like, the translation, like, a very common insult is Schweinehund, which literally translates to pig dog.
Right. Oh, pig. That's it?
It was
pig
very
dog.
Strange. At least,
but it is. If you say it to someone, they mean business.
I don't know what's going on in the 70s and the 80s, but if you were an adult male, all right, and for some reason you were in my life, all right, all the derogatory things or the fun that was made of you was all masturbatory. So your nicknames were
that's
about,
what you were.
It was all about masturbation. Like from a guy, from a man to a kid. From
it's
a
not
man
just what
to
you do,
boy,
it's what you are.
Your friends are this person.
You're a J.O. You're the
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. You little Jag. You know, like everybody is masturbatory in the male world.
Do you remember when that TV show Jag first came out?
Jag?
I used to laugh my ass off. All right, so my mom loved the show. Apparently, and I read this recently, NCIS is a spinoff of that. So Jag was on, late 80s maybe? I don't remember. Mom loves the show, and every time it came on, she's in front of the TV, and it's Jag. And I would just be dying, man. But my mom never tracked, what is so funny about that? I mean, I finally explained it to her. I'm like,
95.
95, yeah.
Oh my God! Well, look, in Pittsburgh, it's hello. If you call someone a Jag, J-A-G, Jag, and then off, right?
Right.
That's a greeting. There's a radio station in Pittsburgh that's legendary, been around for probably 50 some years, 102.5 DVE, and they have Jag Off weekends.
They have
all for you Jag Offs all weekend. We're gonna take care of your comedy cuts and some of your favorite tracks. Yeah, he's doing all the time.
Stay classy.
Exactly.
Jag Off weekend. All right,
you Jags, get ready. Well, made the words in the name memorable. 844-999 Ola. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Welcome back to the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Welcome, Matt, at the front door of a Florida home red. Come back with a warrant. And that's just what deputies did before finding drugs and drug paraphernalia inside. The Daytona Beach News Journal reports the home in Palm Coast was part of an investigation into illegal drugs. And after seeing the doormat, authorities say the Flagler County Sheriff's Office decided to go get a warrant. Deputies then found fentanyl and drug paraphernalia inside during a search late last week. The peddler had a doormat that said, "Come back with a warrant." So we did, according to the Flagler County Sheriff. Our detectives did a great job in following up on the tips received on the residents. We still have some follow-up work to do, but for now, the deadly drugs and syringes have been seized and are off the streets. Again, the doormat read, yeah, come back with a war.
And again, you can go online and buy this thing. I checked it out today, like Etsy, Amazon, all the usual suspects, $25 to $30. My general thought is, if I, in fact, have narcotics or something illegal in my home, that's the last one I buy. I buy one that says, welcome. Now, because I don't have a drug manufacturing operation going on in my home, then it's funny if I get that one. Mm-hmm. Right?
Well, that's what
like, if you're actually up to no good, that's not the welcome.
Isn't that a weird I mean, as far as websites getting popular, whatever. I mean, the smoking gun, obviously they report on things. But sure, the fact that they've got guys who have been arrested and what they're arrested for is basically written on their shirt.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of added a lot.
Yeah, the mugshots. They were famous for it.
That's it. I mean, so it's like this idiot's wearing a mad shirt or whatever, and he got popped for DUI.
Drug, right. Again, just like, look, if you're up to no good, don't do anything that indicates that you're up to no good. Unless you want to get caught. So what can we always say? If I'm transporting 200 pounds of some drug in my car, I'm following every single traffic law there is. You can tell that I don't have drugs in my car because I'm going to drive 90 miles an hour. That way, if you do pull me over, like, mm-hmm. look, all I was doing was speeding. Yes, you can check the car.
Yeah, you know what you're doing. You know the moment you put a Grateful Dead cigarette on your car and drive across this country.
Mm-hmm.
You might make it out of California just fine. You might, I mean,
I think when you get to Georgia, Alabama.
Depending on what state you're in, that sticker is going to either, it's not going to help you out a lot.
Because basically it says, man, I love weed and the sticker says I have it on me.
Mm-hmm.
So before lead was, that was my thing. I'm like, look, man, and I don't care about the Grateful Dead one way or another. I'm like, yeah, but the sticker says, like, you are actively stoned.
There's four dancing bears on there. I have a pretty good idea what's going on.
Some people don't think about stuff, though. Like, I have a buddy who's not smoked weed or nothing.
Right.
But his license plate said, like, vibing or something. So
Right.
I saw it. I was like, yo, are you trying to get pulled over? He's like, what do you mean? I was like, I know you don't, but it kind of screams, I smoke weed.
But the cops don't know.
What made the words or the name memorable? 844-999-OLA.
This takes me back to our buddy G. It's a line he stated, and he said the idea is, you know, cop pulls him over. Just typical crap. Then the cop says, hey, is there anything in your car that I should know about? And Jesus' response is, no, but there's a lot of stuff in my car you should not know about. Maybe don't try that yourself. Hello, Ricky. Welcome to the men's room.
What up, boys?
Hola!
So, speaking on that last subject, I actually lived in a small town in Illinois and had a Grateful Dead sticker on my car, as a matter of fact.
Uh-huh.
And happened to get pulled over for no reason whatsoever.
Yeah, because you're the Grateful Dead that just says, I've got weed on me.
How many times?
Just once. I took it off.
Is that probable? I mean, because it seems to me like if you have that sticker, for some reason that ends up being probable cause to search the car.
I mean,
it's probable cause after you found the seeds in my console.
That's what I mean. And that's all they ever get is seeds, but that's enough, right?
But you have the sticker that says, hey, in my car, there are traces of marijuana. That's all. That's all it
exactly.
is.
Exactly. Pull me over.
Because he knew he'd find something in your car.
It's almost like the legal manufacturers knew.
Right.
Only when you're young and dumb. I was 18 at the time.
I mean, when you're young, though, that whole bag is full of seeds. Now it's like you find one, you're like, oh, my God, it's a seed. This legal weed does not have seeds in it. There are no seeds available. If you get one, it's like finding a pearl in an oyster, man. I mean, it's just, it's not common anymore.
Or a tiny crab.
So,
yeah. Ooh, yeah.
On a lighter note, going back to the last few callers about the name Richard.
Yeah, you're a Ricky.
Right before my son was born, my name's Richard, actually.
Well, yeah.
But right before my son was born, I read The Catcher in the Rye. And obviously, the main character is Holden Caulfield. And we're trying to come up with a unique name for my son, so we decided to call him Holden. And then I had the bright idea of giving him my middle name, or my name, Richard.
Oh, nice. Holden Richard?
Yeah.
Holden D, yeah.
Hope he's got a small hand.
How old is he?
No, well, he's 15 now, so they're catching on.
Oh, okay. Has it just kind of started for him?
Kids are catching on now. They didn't realize in elementary school or junior high.
Sure, sure.
He's in high
school. Yeah. All right. Has your son come to you and said, man, did you do this on purpose?
My mom did. She called me. She's like, really?
Richard? It's your mom that's going to flag you on Holden Richard, huh?
While your dad smiles in the back.
I'd like to call her and tell him, or tell her that, you know, what it was. And yeah, so she called me, she's like, Richard. That was her, exactly. That was her verbiage. Richard, you really didn't do that. I'm like, I kind of did. I honestly didn't dawn on me.
Nobody.
Oh, wait. So when you first came up with the name.
The mom didn't say anything. The nurses didn't say anything.
But wait, when you first came up with it, you weren't tracking with that?
No, not at all.
Okay.
Nope.
That could have been, that'd been a great name for.
Everybody in my family thought I did it on purpose.
Yeah. Well, I would too, because it's Holden Richard.
That probably would have been a great name for your mom's brother.
Yeah, her last name was...
My last name's not Johnson.
So. Well, no, her maiden name was Cox, C-O-X. So you could have been Holden Cox.
Which is more than one.
It's right. Like, that's the X multiple.
The X almost makes it plural.
Right.
I mean, that's, way,
it, it is. It is plural, that
no, no, an X is not.
And I remember saying, like, well, yeah, but all you got to do is hear it. Or telling my mother, it's a good thing you have a brother named Harry. And yeah, she gives me the Homer Simpson look. I don't get it. I'm like 13, 14 at the time. I'm like, well... His name would be Harry. So like, and again, she has the blankest look on her face. My father looks at me over her and says, go ahead and explain it to her. And then he got up and left. It was
that's the best part of that
it
story.
Was so awkward.
And he
man.
Walked away laughing and you didn't even
he know. Did. And then I told my mom and I thought maybe she's going to find some humor in this. There is no humor to be found.
Not at all. What made the words of the name memorable? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Jason. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
All right, so I've got three for you, and they'll progress. I'm sure you guys will love the last one. So, worked with a dude for a day. His name was Joe Butts.
Joe
worked
Butts.
With another dude for about 15 months. His name was Richard Urin.
Are you kidding?
No. Not even a little bit.
Did he the find it? Wait. Did he find it funny
at
all?
How did he spell the last name? Do you know?
It's Y-U-R-A-N, but it's still pronounced urine.
Okay.
Did he ever laugh about it, or was he just like, yeah, yeah?
Oh, no. The first day that we were, I'd worked with him before. The first day, they start asking who's who, and I straight up called it. I was like, that's not your name. You know your name is this. Because I'd worked with him on a crew before, and it just stuck. We were in that job for 15 months, and every day, he was not Richard. He wasn't urine.
Of course.
He was that name.
Yeah.
The last one was actually a teammate of a buddy of mine on a hockey team. This one, I am very sure his father was just putting the screws to him because his name was Richard Ryder the Third.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Well, who's the third?
Just like your granddaddy.
That's what I mean.
And your daddy.
We understand how that happened.
No
basically,
way his dad wasn't, oh, yeah, you're going to know how this feels, bro. Yeah.
Grandpa had it the worst because his parents just determined to name him that.
Mm-hmm.
Then Grandpa decided, you know what, F that, my son's going through the same garbage. Then obviously it passed on where that father said, yeah, you know what, I get the feeling 100 years from now it'll be like, I'm Richard Ryder the Seventh. It just, if you have a son, right?
You're the
going,
seventh.
You are going through the same thing I am.
What made the words or the name memorable? 844-999-OLA.
Hello, Mike. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola, bitch, hola.
Hola.
So, no joke, the rival high school in the next town had a school resource officer. And his name was Officer Richard Head. And yeah, he chose to shorten it up.
Why?
The funniest part about that is he was a junior.
So, of course he was.
Yeah.
And he's going to have a third. This is what we're establishing. If that is your name, if my name was Richard Head, that would be my son's
name. I would go for a legal name change. Now, that's something that that's very drastic.
Now, wait a minute. Wait.
If my name was Richard Head.
Wait, though. Wait.
If my name was any of those, I would go for a legal name change.
But what if you're a junior? Because now, it's one thing, if your parents named you Richard Head, you say, hey, man.
It makes it sound like I'm less of one.
But you guys whiffed on it. If I'm a junior, well, now it's going to be insulting to dear old dad, right? Like, son, I gave you my name. The problem, it's like, right, but the name you gave me sucks.
So
Yeah, I mean, I feel like unless your dad was just a real a-hole and, like, beat on you or something, like, keep the name.
I've got someone, if you're a junior.
I've got someone. Yeah. I've got
even Richard Head.
I mean, look, I go by Ted because I don't want to go by Ed. But
sure.
I never thought about actually changing my name.
But your name isn't D-Head.
Okay, here's one. My cousin's in West Virginia, okay? My cousin's in West Virginia. That's my grandmother's brother, who's no longer around. His name was Junior.
Right.
Just Junior.
Junior.
J.R.?
Junior. Like Junior, spelled out Junior. And his last name was Blankenship. So when he had a son, he named him Junior Blankenship Jr.
So he became Junior Blankenship Sr. So he's Junior Sr.
He's
and Junior Junior.
Yeah, correct. He's the Senior Junior.
JBJ.
But his son is the Junior Junior. So and his name is actually Junior Blankenship Jr. So he's got two Juniors in his
name. Yeah.
That's a little weird, isn't it?
Yes.
And guess
yes,
where
that's
he,
weird.
Guess where he went to high school? In Poca, West Virginia, and I brought this up before. The Poca, West Virginia, because he's talking about schools and stuff. The high school in Poca, there are the dots. So, and I'm not kidding you.
The Poca
You've never
dots.
Seen a basketball team come out before, and the uniforms are?
Oh, no.
They are polka dots. The football team comes out.
Oh, no.
They're in polka dots. Look it up. This is not a joke. They are the polka dots, and they come out, man. And it, you know, polka
Were
dots.
Were they any good?
They don't, no, they're terrible. Single A. They don't come in. They don't come in. They don't come in.
Quick, this missile.
They don't come in.
They look stupid and they suck.
They don't come in fashion very often. Like every once in a while, some white store like J. Crew, like the polka dot tie's back.
You can get away with any
disclosure. I have a polka dot shirt I love.
But wait, you can get away with anything.
You see me wear it
on a necktie. Mm-hmm. A necktie doesn't count. You put anything on a necktie, right? You can put Mickey Mouse's. You can put like scrambled eggs. Necktie. That's one thing. If I'm a football player,
and you're wearing dots,
and were the dots on the jersey? Was it all over the helmet?
Everything. Oh yeah, the whole top to bottom, covered in dots.
All right.
It's just like you know.
Was it
the Riddler? Just take the question mark out, put a period in.
Was it a sense of pride or was it embarrassing for him?
They rolled with it. I mean, they're from polka.
They don't have a choice, but I mean,
they're the polka dots.
Yeah, I mean,
that's what they are. What's that one made the words of the name memorable? 844-999 Ola.
Hello, Alicia. Welcome to the men's room.
Hello.
Hola.
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 Hey, so back home, probably in the mid to late 90s, maybe even early 2000s, and we had the, you know, like how they have their cars, the D, you know, D period, A period, R period, E period. We had the Coos Undercover Narcotics Team.
Oh, no, 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 no.
Oh, yeah.
Did they?
Oh,
I mean,
yeah. They were sporting that, driving around town for about 2 weeks.
So this lasted for 2 weeks. I guess they got enough complaints or somebody finally figured out that they should change the name. How big, like, if I looked at the car, where the letters, like, huge on the side of it.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, no.
See, that's
how do you miss that?
Right. I mean, my God.
How do you miss that? Well, okay. I've told this before, but working at a restaurant, working as a host, and there is a sandwich board in front of the restaurant.
I bet you were a smiley host. You were really happy to see everybody walked in.
as happy as I ever
like,
am.
Like the video that Mike showed us earlier.
Yeah. That's me. But these people walked in, and we were open for breakfast, man. And so the guy that owned the joint, it was a barbecue place. He'd written up whatever he wrote. I was like, join us for a country breakfast. And then he listed all the crap that the country breakfast comes with. But people are coming in, and everyone had this, I don't know, there's just a certain smile. It's like the smile that someone has, you know there's something wrong with you, like there's something stuck in your teeth or your flies down. No one's saying anything, but everyone just said the same thing. But it was really weird, because usually people would just walk in and say, hey, we're here for breakfast for two of us. Like, all right. Everyone that came in this morning, every single customer that came in very specifically said, we're here for the country breakfast. I'm just like, okay. You know, I mean, all day I'm listening to this. But
people loving it.
I'm not tracking
Giddy
it.
Up.
Sitting people down. Well, breakfast comes to an end. We close down for like an hour. So now we're going to set up all the lunch specials. So I go out there and I grab the sandwich board where Wayne, the guy that owns the place, is ready to join us for the country breakfast. Blah, 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 blah. Now, you put country in quotation marks.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay. And then I'm kind of looking at it. I'm like, oh, no. So this has been out there for a couple of hours, man. So I go into Wayne's office with the sandwich board. And I said, Wayne, how do you spell country? He's like, C-O-U-N-T-R-Y. I said, okay. Well, on the sandwich board, you left out the O. And just so you know, every single customer that has walked in today very specifically asked for the country breakfast. They were so excited to say it.
Yeah.
I could not piece it together, man. It's very important. I mean,
that's so awesome. And I would do, you know, all of us
all
would do the
same thing. I would do it in a heartbeat.
Mike might be nice enough not to say it.
Mike would say it too. Don't be fooled. The problem is I realized everyone thought I wrote the sign.
But you're the host.
I know.
What made the words or name memorable? 844-999-OLA.
The friendliest host.
The friendliest host ever. Excuse me. Can we hang on? I understand there's two of you. I can see you standing there. Just hang on.
Oh, I would pay to see that.
Yeah. Oh, I had a great time. Hello, Willie. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
Hola.
Hola. All right, so years back, I used to date a girl. She was from Waynesville, North Carolina, and this was in Portland, Oregon. And she said her father was a criminal. He was a bank thief, a robber, in and out of jail all the time. Not a great guy. She hated the man, actually. And she told me a story once about her name. My name was Cindy. And she said that when she was born, her mom was in the birthing room or whatever. The nurses were changing shift. Her father was still at home, didn't come to the hospital with his wife. They called him and asked, well, Mr. last name, whatever, we're changing shifts and we need a name for the birth certificate. Do you and your wife have a name picked out? And he says, well, honey, what's your name?
Oh, no.
She says, Cindy. He says, oh, that sounds fine. Let's just go with that. And she was named after the nurse that made the phone call. Like, oh, my God, aren't you always just glad that your name isn't like Bertha? Or she's like, yeah, he was not a good guy, but at least the woman who made
it. Hey, man, trust me, depending what part of the country you're in, she dodged a bullet. Like, coming from Baltimore, I can tell you right now, the nurses I met there, her name would not be Cindy. It would not be anything remotely that you've heard of.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
This is the Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
I guess congratulations are in order for Elon Musk and his girlfriend, wife, Grimes.
Beautiful name.
The 32-year-old musical artist, whose real name is Claire Boucher. She and her Tesla boyfriend welcomed their first child together on Monday, and Musk tweeted out a photo. He is holding the newborn in the hospital early on Tuesday morning. A few hours away, Musk wrote. About 4 hours later, he added, mom and baby are all good. And later, in response to another Twitter question, he replied simply, it's a boy. And then another user inquired about the baby's name. Musk replied, X, is that, what is that symbol? A-E, is that?
It's just the A-E.
I'll
like
give you a dollar tools. If you can pronounce that kid's name.
X-A-E, and then an A, and then a dash.
Pronounce it correctly or pronounce it?
And then
pronounce it correctly.
Oh, okay, that's a difference.
Musk. The backstory of the baby's name. Grimes actually tweeted a full breakdown late Tuesday. X is the unknown variable, which is one of the reasons that I always thought algebra sucked so bad.
What is this, kind of math problem?
I had a hard time with that. I could never bring the letters into the numbers once I started.
That's pretty simple, man.
That's where I got confused.
X equals MC squared.
Wow. Wow.
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
Okay. X, no.
No, that is the most fantastic thing I have ever heard you say. Not only does X equal MC squared, but it's simple, Miles.
It's a simple. Damn. I thought I'd throw it out confidently, see where it landed.
That'd be E.
One Pennsylvania Avenue.
Equals MC squared.
Uh-huh.
So what's X got to do with it?
Right. I think that's a Tina Turner song.
Right. What's X got to do with it? I hate math.
X apparently is the unknown variable.
Keep saying X. I think you're talking about DMX.
Or Malcolm X.
He is the unknown variable.
The unknown variable.
That AE
thing. Can you pronounce my name?
My 11 spelling of AI, love, or artificial intelligence. The A-12, the precursor to the SR-17, which is their favorite aircraft. No weapons, no defenses, just speed, great in battle, but nonviolent. So the A-12 refers to an airplane. And the plus is the Archangels, so to speak. My favorite song, Metal Rat. I'm not sure exactly how you... Somebody broke it down.
It doesn't matter.
And I was looking for whoever broke it down as far as how it was said. And then I couldn't find the article anymore.
I said this to my wife last night. The name popped up. We just looked at each other, and I said, listen, I think once you name your kids something that stupid, that ridiculous, that they have to live with and explain to every single human being they ever meet what the hell's going on with their name, you have to leave them at least $1 billion.
I realize
you
it.
Can't leave them $800 million. If that's what you name your kid, when Elon Musk dies, make sure that kid has at least $1 billion for the rest of his life.
It does seem like the people who are very, very, very smart. I mean, like, lately, I mean, he has been in the news. I don't know. That's what I'm wondering. I'm like, is he so genius creative. He's nuts? Or is he... I don't get it, because every time he comes up, it's never for anything really positive lately.
Well, no, I mean, he's a bit of a lunatic, and I get that when you're super smart, maybe you're a lunatic, but sometimes you go, okay, are you really smart or are you really successful? Because they can be two different... Look, Britney Spears is very successful. She is not very smart, right? So maybe you have great ideas and other people are doing the science. I don't know how involved in the science he is, you know? And obviously, the guy's not an idiot. Let me rephrase that. The guy is not unintelligent, but obviously he's an idiot. But when you are rich or you are famous, you can name your kid any of these stupid-ass names, right?
Mm-hmm. I mean, Einstein, right? But, like, he wasn't a normal dude at all.
He was not a normal dude. Yeah. But even then, even with his E equals MC squared.
That's why I brought it up. Bring it back.
There you go.
Full you know, he's a bit of a player.
But even when he came back with that, this was based on him studying other people's work. So essentially, Ted, you had a theory. Ted is cool. You said, hey, man, this is what I think's going on. Miles, you had a different paper. Mm-hmm. You said, this is what's going on. And Einstein had enough wherewithal to read both of your, I think it was three different people, but to read it all and say, look, if you're correct, you're correct, and you're correct, then E equals MC squared. He basically made an elegant and made it digestible for him. The guy was not dumb by any means. Einstein's not, but he put that together based on a lot of the stuff that other people had done and just put it into what E equals MC squared. Something easy to remember, Ted.
What made the words of the name memorable? 844-999-OLA.
Thanks for a little tip. Hey, somebody, yeah, man.
Easy to remember.
Oh, let's go to Baltimore. Hello, Tony. Welcome to the men's room.
Hey, hola!
Hola!
I am from Baltimore, but I live in Kirkwood now.
Oh, okay.
Nice. They're very similar.
I love you guys, man.
Hey, thank you. We appreciate that, Tony.
You bring a slice of home back to my little part of the world here. I love it.
The less violent slices.
When I got to seventh grade, I went to Cortland Junior High in Glen Burnie, Maryland.
We're sorry.
Get out of here. I used to live in Pasadena.
Okay. No kidding. So we had an administrator. He was only there for a couple of months before he left. His name was Mr. Balls. Harry Dick Balls.
Oh,
no
man.
Is that why? Do you think he left because of just, I mean, you're high school, man. That's like the worst age to have it. You think he left because of that?
I have no clue, but it was only seventh grade, though. We didn't have high school till 10th.
Ah, oh, okay.
Hey, by the way, that story that Ted always and I bring up about going into that back liquor store in a bar, that was actually in Glen Burnie, right between the big bridal.
Davis Bridal.
Yeah. Was it Sunset?
I think it was. It was right beside the Michael Jordan Nissan. But it was a liquor store, and then...
It was a liquor store, then the back, you went through like a door, and they had a bar.
Yeah, that's where we thought we were going to get our ass beat because I started talking crap to the guy who was wearing a Steelers shirt.
And the whole bar went silent when I walked in.
I was like, don't you give me crap in that Steelers shirt or whatever I said, and everybody just looked at me like, you're going to die.
You looked up out of a game, the typical like, oh, F you, you're a Steelers fan.
Exactly. And Ted's like, we got to get out of here now. I'm like, my car's not done. Michael's still working on it. That's
The best is still that story is that we're just bellied up to the bar. Now people like us, and we're drinking chilled Tawaka out of plastic cups.
Yeah, exactly.
Nothing but class.
Oh, all class.
And draft like Rolling Rock or something.
Wait a minute.
Yeah.
Michael Jordan, whatever, the car plays. Mm-hmm. Was the guy's name Michael Jordan?
It's Michael Jordan.
It was Michael Jordan.
Like, the Michael Jordan.
Okay.
And Robin can attest. They were all over North Carolina. I think his only dealership was in Maryland or whatever.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
One of the ones outside. But it was bad. I mean, like, look, I didn't have a problem riding around in my Nissan Sentra with the plate that said Michael Jordan's Nissan.
No.
I mean, that's held up a lot better than Dick-Eyed Pontiac. Or
there was Dick-Eyed Pontiac in Rochester, and people in Rochester assured me. Dick Eyed is still there. Coons. But
I was when there was a Coons Ford in College Park
when they opened. So I lived in Baltimore when Coons Ford opened, and I remember walking in high school that because they started a big television.
KOONZ, right? Is that how they spell
or
it?
Or S? I think
I thought it was K O. I'm not gonna spell it.
Either way. The kids in my high school club, they were going to go down there and burn the place to the ground, man. And I'm like, dude, I think it's someone's name. Yeah. I don't think my band's just like, hey, black people, I got calls for you.
What made the words or the name memorable? 844-999. Hold on, more of your calls in seconds.
Hola. The shenanigans continue on the Men's Room Radio Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.